Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello, folks, it's Drew Badger, and this is Big Scary News for episode 161. Halloween is getting ever closer, but we're going to start off with some sad news from one of our own via the JC's Fairgrounds in Sioux Falls, South Dakota. One of our own, Mr. Derek Duncan, passed away early on September 11th at the age of 42 due to a heart condition. Derek had been volunteering with the haunt for nearly a decade. He was reluctant at first since it was a volunteer gig, but after coming out to check things, he was hooked. Derek ended up looking forward to working the haunt every year and was a welcome sight for volunteers and customers alike. Derek was loved by every customer he met, and he met most of them. He was the final point of contact for nearly every customer before entering the attraction for years. He was always quick with a smile and a friendly word of encouragement to those that may have not had the courage to make it through otherwise, and a friendly jab at the tough guys who would likely end up hiding behind the girlfriends the whole time. What he wouldn't tell them was that there was no way he was going to be convinced to go in himself. Derek was friends with every volunteer he came in contact with, young and old. Derek was always one of the first to arrive and one of the last to leave, willing to lend a hand with whatever needed to be done. The volunteers all considered him family. Derek was no exception. His quick wit, easy smile, and great personality quickly made him part of the haunt family. He will be deeply missed by every volunteer that knew him. The Big Scary Show sends its deepest condolences to the family and friends of Derek Duncan and the JC's Fairgrounds and offers up this moment of silence. We have a little happier news regarding our likes on Facebook. You know, we've been getting a lot of them, so we want to recognize a couple of people. The Big Scary Show would like to recognize Jason Morris of Owensboro, Kentucky, for being our 9100th like on Facebook, and Carrie Bowton of Branford, Connecticut, for being our 9200th. Thank you, Jason and Carrie, and please continue to listen. Remember, folks, for every 100th like we'll get, we'll give you a shout-out. So thanks again, Jason and Carrie. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter at The Big Scary Show, and of course on Instagram at Big Scary Show. We have this update to Days of the Dead coming to Charlotte. It is with great pleasure that we announce the addition of filmmakers Jen and Sylvia Soska to the guest roster for Days of the Dead Charlotte, happening September 27th through the 29th at the Sheraton Charlotte Uptown. Renaissance women in every regard of the world, the dynamic Soska twins first made waves with their film Dead Hooker in a Trunk, which they wrote, directed, produced, and starred in. The Soskas are also responsible for such films as American Mary, which they also wrote, directed, produced, and acted in, See No Evil 2, and Vendetta, and don't miss Rabid, coming out soon. Tickets for Days of the Dead Charlotte are on sale now at daysofthedead.com. We have this news from the Hobbs Grove Pumpkin Run in Sanger, California. Announcing the Hobbs Grove Pumpkin Run on October 19th, we kick off the Pumpkin Grove Pumpkin Patch weekends with a morning 5K run, trot, or walk through the beautiful and not-so-scary backlands of the Grove, then stay for the Pumpkin Grove festivities. All proceeds are going to the St. Jude's Children's Hospital. Get details at HobbsGrovePumpkinRun.com, and we'll see y'all in October. We have this update from Spooky Empire in Tampa, Florida. We have another amazing guest announcement today. James Ransone makes one of his first convention appearances this fall at Spooky Empire in Tampa. James Ranso plays the adult Eddie Kasprak in the sequel to the blockbuster remake of It. James has also appeared in Sinister and Sinister 2 as Deputy Oldboy, plus TV series The Wire, Generation Kill, Tremé, and many more. This is an appearance you do not want to miss. Plus, join us for what will be an incredible, over-the-top, four-day Halloween event starting on Thursday, October 31st, and celebrating through Sunday, November 3rd. The plans we have in store for you are endless. Get your tickets and reserve your rooms today. Visit us at SpookyEmpire.com for all the information. Speaking of Florida, we have this news from the Haji Haunted House in Pensacola, Florida. Come one, come all, step right up. The time has come for the greatest carnival in Pensacola. Haji Haunted House hasn't been clowning around this year. We are bringing the evil to Pensacola with our freak show carnival theme. We can't wait to see you come under the big top and into our evil house of terror. With over 8,000 square feet, we are sure to give you a scare like you've never had before. We're looking forward to seeing you, and should you be looking forward to the show, we're going to put on for you. We'll see you there. Net proceeds help support the Pensacola Breast Cancer Association. Get more information at Haji, H-A-D-J-I, hauntedhouse.com. We have this update from Hudson Horrors in Rye, New York. Not knowing where your next meal is coming from can be scary. Hudson Horrors is proud to announce our partnership with Feeding Westchester. We're joining them in the fight against hunger. Purchase your haunt tickets online and save $5 when you use the promo code FEEDINGWESTCHESTER. Once you've saved on your ticket, donate any canned goods at the box office on site and help us give back. Get those tickets at HudsonHorrors.com/tickets. We have this news from the Devil's Knot Haunted House in Houghton, Louisiana. On October 19th, come join us at the Devil's Knot and the opportunity to meet the Ghost Legend Paranormal Investigations team. It's going to be an epic night here at the Knot. Only $15 cash at the gates gets you in, or VIP for $30. We're open from 7:30 to midnight, and online tickets are available. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/TheDevil'sKnot, North Louisiana. That's K-N-O-T for not. We have this news from Backwoods Oddities Haunted Attraction in Waverly, Ohio. Are you ready for Hell Night? Hell Night on October 12th is a more intense version of the last carnival. There will be touching, harsh language, and mature subject matter. Tickets are limited, and waivers are required. You must be 18 or have an adult sign for you. Tickets are only $20. Get more information at their Facebook page, facebook.com/Backwoods Oddities. Backwoods ends in a Z. Backwoods Oddities. Have a little film news with an update on Rob Zombie's 3 from Hell coming to Blu-ray via bloodydisgusting.com. Lionsgate and Saban Films unleashed Rob Zombie's 3 from Hell in nearly 900 movie theaters on September 16th, 17th, and 18th, but what about a home video release? According to Amazon listings, 3 from Hell will be hitting Blu-ray on October 15th here in the United States and October 14th in the UK. For the US release, Amazon lists DVD, Blu-ray, and 4K Ultra HD discs. Loudersound.com also notes that the UK release will include the following special features, and we can only assume that the US release will be packaged with the same contents: a 95-minute making-of documentary, To Hell and Back, and a Rob Zombie commentary track. I'm sure it'll be a great Christmas gift. We have this news from RIP at Myers Inn, a haunted attraction in Carthage, Missouri. We are looking for you this Halloween season. You'll have the time of your life scaring our guests. We'd prefer experienced haunters, but even if you don't have experience and you're extremely motivated, we want to meet you. The Myers Inn crew is like family, and we have a great time together. If you have free time in October and would love to scare others, please call or send us a message so we can contact you. We'll be doing open interviews Saturday the 21st from 2 to 5 p.m., but if you need another time, please schedule it with us. Our calendar is up, so make sure our open days work for you before you want to help scare us. If you're coming back from a previous season, please call or text so we know we'll have you this haunt season. Thank you, and let's get this season started. Opening day is the 28th. Call us at 417-313-2223 or send them a message on their Facebook page, facebook.com/r.i.p@Myers Inn Haunt. We have this news from the Harlan Haunt Fest coming to Harlan, Kentucky. Harlan Haunt Fest is a popular culture and horror festival in the mountains of Harlan County, Kentucky that features genre celebrities from film, TV, music, art, and literature, along with special events, contests, prizes, cosplay, crafts, music, masquerade, and all sorts of good fun, all to celebrate our haunted mountains and the Halloween season. And get ready, horror fans! Actress Emma Bellamy will join us at the Harlan Center this year on October 5th. She played Dollface in the slasher film The Strangers Pray at Night, which also starred Christina Hendricks. Come out and meet Ella Bellamy and many others in person on October 5th at the Harlan Haunt Fest. Get more information at harlanhauntfest.com or facebook.com/harlanhauntfest. And finally, we have this news from the 715 Haunted Attraction in Canton, Massachusetts. We waited a long time to come to this decision, but the time has come, and it's time to rip this Band-Aid off. The 715 has been in the process of expanding, and because of these conversations, we've decided that this is the right year to regroup. Instead of throwing together a haunt that would be good enough, we wanted to make sure we were offering the best we could for all of you that have made our haunt your annual nightmare. Now, of course, we wouldn't want you going entirely without us for a whole year, so we are having your favorite 715 family members returning to the Village Shops at the end of October for their yearly Haunted Happenings event, scheduled for Saturday, October 26th. We will post more about this event as it approaches. We would love you to have you come out and take some photos with our clowns, demons, undead characters, and let them know you're excited to see what they're going to do in the future. The 715 as a whole is looking forward to celebrating this Halloween season by visiting the many other awesome haunts in and around the New England area. We won't keep you in the dark for much longer, as wheels are already in motion for the future of the 715 Haunted House. We're sorry that we won't be the cause of your nightmares this year, but we'll make it up for you in 2020. Happy haunting to all our friends, family, and future victims. Get more information at facebook.com/the715. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bowl juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, here at the start of haunt season, we are so excited to get out and go to all the haunts we can. Where do we go? Where do you start? Oh my God, there's so many to choose from, so just get out there and go. But if you're in a place like Chicago, where there's like, you know, 3,000 different haunted houses, how do you pick a good one? How do you know where you're going, you know? And, you know, Chicago traffic and parking and all that stuff. Well, you know, if you want to go tour a couple of really, or actually tour several really, really some of the best haunts, not only in the Chicago area, but in the country, you might want to check out the Lost Souls Tour, which is going on two separate weekends in October, October 4th and 5th, and the 11th and 12th, but you don't have to buy an entire weekend of fun. But what is the Lost Souls Tour, you might ask? Well, I don't have those answers, but I do know somebody that does, Mr. Japes Palace, up in Chicago. He knows a little bit about the Lost Souls Tour. Japes, are you with us?
I'm with you.
Oh, man, I'm glad you are, because I'm looking at your website and seeing all these great things, and I'm thinking, man, I kind of wish I lived in Chicago right now, because there's just some great stuff going, you know, some of the best haunts in the country are up in that area, and you're going to go visit quite a few of them, it sounds like. Tell us what's going on with Lost Souls 2019, but before you do, tell us how Lost Souls 2018 went, in a nutshell.
Sure. 2018 was a banner year for us. We overshot our goal by quite a bit, so that was really, really nice. We sold out two of our four tours last year, which we've never even come close to selling out an entire tour. The buses hold about 40 to 43 people. So it was nice to be able to do those, you know, two really full nights. It was a great year for us. In the off season, we were involved in a lot of different stuff. We actually added a fifth tour last year and did a Christmas haunt, where we checked out Massacre and Basement of the Dead for their Christmas show. And that did very well as well. It was a nice one where we had some haunters from lower Indiana and mid Indiana come out and check it out too. So it's been an awesome year. We were involved with a bunch of stuff for Midwest Haunters convention or conference, whatever they like to call it, MHC as we know it. We're just ready. We're geared up for another amazing year of tours.
So let's go through the numbers here. Lost Souls Tour is the first two weekends in October. You don't have to buy a multi-day ticket. You can just go. If you see something you like on the 5th, you could go there, or the 11th, or the 4th, or the 12th. Where are you going each day? How are you getting there? What kind of things can people expect when they go? And let's start with October 4th on a Friday. Where are you going on the 4th?
So October 4th is our Zombie Army and Family Tour.
Oh, Lord.
So we're going to be picking up from Statesville. We don't go into the haunt that we pick from. That's actually our featured haunt, so that's where we end at. So we pick up from Statesville, and then we head out to Basement of the Dead, where we'll see Basement of the Dead and Shattered 3D. They've got two attractions there, so we'll get to go through both of those. Of course, it's a Lost Souls Tour, so it's VIP instant access, so we don't wait in the line at all. So we pretty much are going to get off the bus and walk into the haunted house.
Oh, nice.
Otherwise, we couldn't do three in a night. So,
oh, sure.
And then after Basement of the Dead, we leave there and we head over to Hell's Gate Haunted House and get to experience the adventure of Hell's Gate. And once we finish there, we'll get shuttled quickly over to Statesville, where we will experience Statesville's prison, you know, haunted prison and City of the Dead. And when we're all done with that, we will go to, we'll have a little after party at Statesville with drinks and food sponsored by hauntedhousechicago.com. And then we do a lights on tour of Statesville. So you get to see it full show running, and then you get to see it with lights on. So this is kind of a haunter's dream. I know I've got people coming in from, some haunters coming in from Michigan and from Tennessee. you know, because they want to see Statesville lights on.
So, oh, wow. And that's a rarity. Yeah. I don't think even during Legendary Haunt Tour, I don't know if they were offering a lights on at that point. I don't remember. That was a long time ago, and it was kind of a blur then.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I did have to pull some strings on that one. You know, we had to call in a few favors, and I knew that it would be something that people would enjoy. That one is just about sold out now. We're looking to possibly add a second bus.
Wow. And that is, are these like school buses? Are these like luxury coaches? What are they doing?
No, we rough it. I like to say our tours are the full haunt experience. You need to wear closed toed shoes and comfortable clothes, because we're going to be packed pretty tight into a school bus. And part of, I think it's funny, you know, you think about like the, the tough, I guess it could be a very stressful and hard working environment in a haunted house, that we put our customers through that too. But nobody seems to care because we just have so much fun. It's BYOB, so everybody's drinking and making friends. One of my favorite things about doing the tours is after, usually, you know, everybody comes in their own little groups, they're kind of talking in their own little groups. But after we go through that first haunted house, everybody is friends, and we've actually had customers who've become friends and who now spend time outside of October together after having met on the bus. So,
nice. So you can ride a bus with 40 of your closest friends, and it's not just for haunters. It's open to the general public, correct?
This is the majority of our audience are just haunt enthusiasts.
Oh, okay.
I honestly have very few haunters riding because
they're working.
they're working. Yeah, exactly. We're going through a weekend where all the haunts are open. So,
nice. So if your liver survives October 4th and with the zombie army, that's not a guarantee. What about October 5th? You know, you sleep all day wherever you are. You wake up, you dust yourself off, and you go where?
All right, then we're heading to we're headed just over the border into Indiana. We're picking up from Haunted Hills Hospital, which is in Lake Station, Indiana. It's about 30 minutes outside of the city, so it's not very far. You know, that's people get scared when they hear Indiana and they think it's, you know, they're gonna have to take a long trip. It's honestly the same distance from my house to there as it is to Statesville. So we pick up from there, and we will go to Fear Itself, which is a scream park with 5 attractions in one location. So we'll get to check out 5 haunted houses there, and then we will shuttle back to Haunted Hills Hospital, where we will take the tour, and then we'll do the after party, sponsored by HauntedHouseChicago.com, and then do a lights-on tour of Haunted Hills Hospital.
Wow.
So every one of our tours ends with a lights-on tour, so spoiler alert, you know what's going to happen on the 11th and 12th, too.
So you better count on it being a late night, too, because some of these haunts stay open pretty late to the general public for their regular shows, so I assume if they're doing a lights-off, then it's going to be after the show is closed.
Correct, yeah. Most of our tours begin around 5:30, and they go until 1 o'clock in the morning.
Okay.
So it's haunter hours, too. You know, you got to show up at the same time the actors are getting into costume, and you don't stop until about the same time they're getting out of costume.
Yeah, most of us are used to those hours, so.
Right.
So after a week of recuperating, you've got October 11th. Where are you heading at that point?
So October 11th is going to be our, Evil Above and Evil Below, Evil Below and Evil Above tour. And that is, we are going to pick up from Evil Intentions in Elgin, Illinois. And then we're going to go to, 13th Floor Chicago. And then we go to Catacombs. Catacombs is celebrating their 40th year.
Wow.
Saint something or another. I can't think of what it is now. Sorry, I'm brain farting on the church that has sponsored this haunted house for 40 years. But Catacombs does a really, really nice show. You wouldn't really expect that it's a church haunt. They kind of push things a little bit. They're really good crew over there, and so we wanted to celebrate 40 years with them. And then we go from there back to Evil Intentions, where we will be enjoying their commemorative, their first year in their new location. They have doubled in size since last year, and they've done, I've been in there and seen what they're doing. It's pretty amazing. They are doing a lot of what made Evil Intentions famous and what has made them as well known as they are, but they're doing it bigger and better. And then, of course, we do our after party and our Lights On tour.
Sponsored by HauntedHouseChicago.com, I take it?
Yep. Everything is sponsored. Yep. All of those parties are sponsored by HauntedHouseChicago.com. You are correct.
Nice. And to wrap it up, assuming you haven't died of liver failure or alcohol poisoning or just over-haunted, saturated yourself, you've got October 12th. What's going on?
October 12th is going to be our Lost Souls North tour. So we're going to head up to Round Lake Beach, and we will pick up from Realm of Terror. We will leave Realm of Terror and head over to just over the Wisconsin border to an abandoned haunted house complex, which has three attractions all in one place. So we'll see three haunts then there. We'll then go to the McHenry JC's, which is the last JC's haunted house in Illinois. And I don't know if it's the last JC's in the country, but since this is a national haunted house podcast, maybe people will be able to answer that for me.
It's not. But, there's a few JC's still around.
Okay. Yeah, McHenry is the last one left here, so we wanted to go check that out and kind of pay homage to where we all kind of came from. And then we head back to Realm of Terror, and we will do the tour, and then we will do After Party and Lights On Tour, sponsored by HauntedHouseChicago.com.
What about food options? You're going in at 5 o'clock, you're leaving at 1. You know, you can get mighty hungry during those hours.
Yeah, best bet is to bring some snacks along. Bring some trail mix or, you know, stuff to nosh on, because we do not have any time to stop at all. So we're kind of just going rapid fire. But we do also have that after party with food and a couple extra drinks at the end of the night, so you can start soaking up whatever alcohol you have.
So start filling your stomach while you go. You know, it never hurts to bring a little cooler or goodie bag or something like that, sounds like.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and it is BYOB, so, you know, people are going to be bringing their own drinks, and if you have a little cooler, you know, it's going to be a little tight. You kind of keep it on your lap and, you know, throw some snacks in there. Put a couple sandwiches in there, you know, some trail mix, you know, some raw chicken, whatever.
Who wouldn't bring that?
No. Yeah.
That's a Chicago delicacy. Now, there are rumors circulating that the bus might not just have people on it and a bus driver. There might be some kind of character that may flit around the bus, or two, or a dozen.
Well, I mean, come on. It would be boring to just get in a bus and go to some haunted houses. Like, anybody can do that. So, yes, each tour is led by Brewster Bonesaw, who is a really handsome and smart gentleman who will keep you entertained the whole time. Of course, Terry is our co-host, and throughout the whole tour, we're doing raffles, giving away prizes. All sorts of haunted houses have given us all sorts of cool stuff. Bloody Mary has sent us some stuff. We've got stuff from Svenpuss. We've got stuff from Dark Hand Designs. So we've got a bunch of different haunt vendors who have also given us some really cool props and costumes and fun stuff like that we'll be raffling off. The raffles are free, so there is no hidden upcharge on our tour. You pay for the ticket, and then if you know, whatever you want to spend on your booze, that's up to you, because you're bringing it. You're not going to be paying for any booze. You're not going to be paying for raffles. We usually do a 50-50 raffle, but, you know, we don't keep that. The money goes to the driver.
Sure. And that's a very noble cause there. So it sounds like it's going to be a blast, and it also sounds like you're getting ready to sell out at least the first night. So if I was even considering getting on a bus with 40 of my favorite types of people and just spending all night basically riding in a bus, going to haunts, partying.
Yep, this is
sounds like paradise right there.
This is the way to do it, you know. And we do offer, you know, if you buy multiple nights, like I said, you get discounts on those. If you bring in a group, if you bring in a group of 10 or more, you know, just message us through the Facebook page or email us at lostsoulschicago@gmail.com, and I can work with you on price. You know, so we do understand that if you bring in a group, you're helping us too. So
that's a very good segue into the plugs. So for people wanting that information, they want to check out maybe a little information on the haunts themselves, get some tickets, go ahead and get a group together and call in about rates. What are the websites and the social medias where people can get all that information?
Yep, everything is Lost Soul Chicago. So on Facebook, it's at Lost Soul Chicago. On Instagram, it's at Lost Soul Chicago. Our website is lostsoulchicago.com. Our email is lostsoulchicago@gmail.com. So you can get us through any of those channels. And if you just Google Lost Soul Chicago, we are the first thing that comes up.
Any teasers as to whether or not there'll be another Christmas tour this year?
Oh, you want me to reveal hidden information?
Breaking news!
Yes, it's going to happen again. We had a great time on that tour, and our customers all had a great time, and people have already been messaging us to ask if we're going to be doing that tour again. So yeah, we are going to do that. I can't tell you the haunts because the haunts don't know exactly what days they're doing yet. So I do know that I've already talked to the haunts that do the Christmas shows, and they're interested in having us. So
fantastic.
Yeah, we will be doing that fifth tour again.
Excellent. Well, Jabe's Palace, it sounds like it's just going to be a blast. And again, folks, I wish I could grab a plane ticket to Chicago for both weekends, but unfortunately, I cannot, but you can if you're anywhere in the Chicago area traveling there, or, hey, you just want to get on and get to Chicago and take care of yourself and hang out with all the friends at all the haunts. LostSoulsChicago.com has all the information, the tickets. This one sounds like it's going to get really close to selling out really soon, so if you're even on the fence, you might want to do it. Will tickets be available the day of the tour if it's not sold out? Can they just meet you there with money in hand?
Yes, it would be cash payments at the door at that point. I wouldn't have any way to take credit card payments at that point, but you can pay cash at the door if it's not sold out. But this is not a sales technique. It's not a sales strategy. Like, these are legitimately going to sell out. I can tell you that
based on
how it's going so far, it's going to sell out.
Excellent. Well, Japes, I wish you nothing but success on this. I wish your liver nothing but success and hope it makes it through, as well as everybody attending the Lost Souls Tours 2019. Once again, LostSoulsChicago.com. See them on the social medias. Go to their website. Buy your tickets today, because it does sound like it's going to sell out. And again, if you miss it this time, they do have Christmas coming. So once again, Japes, a pleasure talking to you, sir. Please keep us updated. Let us know what's going to happen with the Christmas show when you have the haunts there. And, of course, we expect to see lots of pictures and a full report afterwards.
Absolutely. Yeah, we've got a photographer this year, so we will have plenty of photos going up on our social medias the night of and the day after the tour. So
nice.
be ready for an influx of jealousy, because you're going to look at all these happy faces and wish that you were on the bus too.
I'm already unhappy. Once again, folks, LostSoulsChicago.com. Go out and tour with all your friends. Japes Palace, a pleasure to have you here on the Big Scary News.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, bigscaryshow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook, and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, This is Drew Badger saying good night.